Okay, good morning everybody and happy Thanksgiving. We're up to the second pasuk of Ashrei. Yesterday we pointed out Aramimcha Lokai HaMelech, that David HaMelech notes that really, you know, there's the King of Kings, the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, Vavracha Shimcha Liolam Va'ed. And we noted the interpretation of the Malbim that the Shem Hashem connotes God's involvement in this world, that we can give bracha for, but Hashem's essence remains so far beyond our capacity to be mivareich, so we simply aromimcha, we note God's romimus. B'chol yom avrachaka v'ala shimcha li'olam va'ed. So the Radak says, b'chol yom avrachaka ba'olam hazeh. And of course, this is not the final station, as the Mishnah in Avos notes. This is the prosdor b'fnei hatraklin, the v'ala shimcha li'olam va'ed, that relates to Olam Haba. In a different sense, the Ibn Ezra notes, B'chol yom, yom achar yom, avracha shimcha, ad she'ehayem me'hamil halalim tamid, shema alasam gedola me'amivarchem. That the emphasis of B'chol yom avrachaka means that a person should cultivate a sense of being amongst the mehalalim tamid, somebody who's always praising Hashem. It's interesting. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos quotes Rabbi Yossi as saying that Yehei Chelkim Gomri Halal B'chol Yom, and the Gemara says, "Well, Harizem Mecharif Umegadif, that we can't say Halal every single day because that depletes and dilutes Halal on special occasions." So he says, "My Kavana was for Psuke Desimra. That's a form of Halal, but instead of Prakim of Tehillim, just the Psukim." So this would fit, you know, very beautifully with that idea. In fact, the Rambam, when he talks about Kol Mer Tila LeDavid Shalosh Pamim B'chol Yom, the Gemara talked about Kol Mer Tila LeDavid Shalosh Pamim B'chol Yom Muvtach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. So the Rambam's iteration of that is not to focus on Tila LeDavid or Ashrei three times a day, but to focus instead on Psukei DeZimra and the importance of saying Psukei DeZimra every single day. And that is what the Ibn Ezra seems to be pointing out here. Ma'alasam gedola me'amivarchem. If a person is me'hamel halalam tamid, not actually saying halal, because that would be inappropriate, mecharif u'megadif, but saying at least psukei dezimra. Contrast to that, Mitzudas David has such a beautiful interpretation, not just b'chol yom, so to speak, quantitatively, giving halal every single day, which we understand to be psukei dezimra, but Ratzalomar lefi haray b'chol yom me'ein ha'me'ora, that you could find something, you know, new to praise Hashem with every single day. That every single day me'ein ha'me'ora, that God is magnanimous and generous with us in different ways every single day. And b'chol yom avrachaka, what David HaMelech was committing himself to, according to this interpretation of Mitzudas David, was to identify that which is unique every single day, highly appropriate for Thanksgiving. The Malbim, with a similar idea, but he draws a kind of a different conclusion, b'chol yom avrachaka, not necessarily me'in ha'me'ora, because there's something different every day, but the day itself intrinsically requires a bracha, because each day is an opportunity, carpe diem, we don't take it for granted, shechazarta binishmasi bechamla, that we, you know, value literally every single day. And to conclude the discussion, all these very beautiful, certainly not mutually exclusive interpretations, I would say they're really complementary, whether it's the, you know, again, the Malbim's emphasis on each day being priceless, the Mitzudas David saying, you know, me'in ha'me'ora, each day presents us with different aspects of Hashem's generosity with us. The Ibn Ezra focusing less on Hashem and more on the Gavra HaMehalel, that we want to be Mehalelim Tamid. So the Rambam notes this pasuk actually in the very last halacha of Hilchos Brachos. So the Rambam stakes out his position. It's machlokas between the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos, whether we make brachos in the context of Minhagim. The Balei Tosfos are comfortable with it. The Rambam is absolutely not, right? You can't say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu. Then the Rambam quotes the principle of Safek Brachos Lahakel, that you can't make a bracha because we're risking the very serious Aveira of Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Okachal Hashav, unless we're absolutely sure that we need the bracha. V'chein Kol Davar Sheistapek L'chaim Tan Brachim La V'osin Osa B'lo Bracha Olam Yizohir Adam Bracha Shein Etzricha. But the Rambam then turns things around and he pivots V'yarbe b'brachos hatzrichos, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos talks about brachos being a vehicle, lizkar es habore tamid, uliyira mimenu, it facilitates yira shamayim, God awareness, v'chein David amar, b'chol yom avrachaka. So when the Rambam wants to substantiate his position, v'yarbe b'brachos hatzrichos of all psukim, he quotes this pasuk, b'chol yom avrachaka, v'alashim chal yolam va'ed, that every single day, we should be relating Hashem's brachos, Ma'ashem elkecha shoel me'imach. Of course, the tradition of the Gemara Menachos, me'a brachos b'chol yom avarchaka, a person should be marbe b'brachos hatzrichos, because again, for the Rambam's position, all brachos generate an awareness, lizkor esabore tamid, liyir mimenu, it has a catalytic effect, and our Weltanschauung, we're more perceptive of the divine presence. So we commit ourselves to that literally every single day. B'chol yom avar echeka.